Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The state of Minnesota is at risk of losing more than $2 billion in annual Medicaid funding. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says they're withholding the money, saying the Minnesota Department of Human Services has failed to take actions to fight fraud. DHS Temporary Commissioner Shireen Gandhi says they have taken the necessary steps and the decision will be devastating to the state.
Minnesota cannot absorb the loss of more than $2 billion in annual funding for these programs without catastrophic consequences for the people we serve.
The state has filed an appeal. DHS says a hearing must be scheduled with the federal agency so they can argue their case on behalf of the state. Still need health insurance for this year? There's still time. Minnesotans can sign up through MinSure through Thursday for coverage beginning February 1st. MinSure CEO Libby Collum.
And then after that, you really need a life change, like a major event, so moving or getting married or having a baby or something like that, to enroll in health insurance outside of this period.
More information can be found at MinSure.org. Governor Walz is calling the resignation of six prosecutors from Minnesota's U.S. Attorney's Office a huge loss, including former acting U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson. Thompson worked closely with state regulators in the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension on fraud cases involving public programs and led federal prosecutions in high-profile violent crimes, including charges tied to the murders of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, and the attempted murders of Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette. And the DNR's plan to reduce the statewide walleye limit from 6 to 4 is gaining support among anglers. Regional Fisheries Manager Brian Nurbin says the goal is to protect Minnesota's walleye population.
We need to be proactive and take steps to protect our walleye fisheries now while we've got these excellent walleye fisheries, to take some pressure off of them a little bit so that they'll be able to be resilient going forward into the future.
The public can submit comments about the proposed walleye limit on the DNR website. In other headlines, a 24-year-old man is in custody after a robbery in Duluth this morning. Duluth police say Jaquay Hassel stole a watch from security jewelers around 9:50 a.m. and claimed he had a gun before fleeing on foot. Officers, with help from a canine, tracked Hassel to the fourth floor of a parking ramp and arrested him. No firearm was found. He's being held at the St. Louis County Jail. St. Cloud Mayor Jake Anderson read a brief prepared statement regarding the presence of federal ICE agents in the community during last night's city council meeting. He says he doesn't question the federal government's authority regarding immigration.
What I do question, however, is the lack of information provided by ICE to local leaders and law enforcement. This creates a blind spot as to what sort of activity is being conducted both in our community and in our region.
Anderson says he values everyone who lives or works in St. Cloud, regardless of who they are, what they look like, or where they come from. And State Senator Bill Weber says he will not run for re-election this year. The Laverne Republican was first elected in 2012 and has served 14 years in the Senate, holding leadership roles on tax, ag, and water committees. This is MNN.